Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Dorn with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Greetings wherever you are in the world. Thanks for what you're doing in Catholic education. You get thanked regularly. Hope you do. You may not. It's one of the great tragedies of Catholic education that so many wonderful Catholic teachers just doing great work day in, day out, and not hearing enough thanks. So God has sent me to you. I'm on a mission from God to tell you thanks for what you're doing. He sees it all. He's proud of you, and the best is ahead, even if it feels tough right now. The next few days, I'm going to talk about some of that toughness. I've had a couple of listener questions around, what do you do when you've got the class from hell? Really difficult people in your room, and what do you do with that? So I'm going to talk about that in the next few episodes. I want to talk to you about something on my heart to share with you in your beautiful work. I want you to pay attention to the small moments in which God may be trying to get your attention. There's a beautiful book I read years ago called Simply Open, and it really helped me because for years I kind of thought, I wanted to hear from God. I prayed, I went to Mass, I was like, I want you to speak to me. And for me, that kind of meant I wanted an email, from heaven. I wanted kind of, Jonathan, thank you for your prayers. This is God. On Tuesday at 4 p.m., I'd like you to do this and that decision about X. Well, then I want you to take option 4. That's what I wanted. And I was always like, why doesn't God speak? Why isn't God speaking? And of course, he does. He speaks through scripture, through the created world, through nature, through the natural world, through sacrament and through Christian community. But I'm increasingly aware of these very poignant little moments that most of us are missing most of the time. What do I mean? I'll give you two quick examples. We had, as many listeners know, had to escape the bushfires here in Australia, and we were up on the coast. We sort of got one of the last flights out and headed to another part of the country to get away, and we're on the beach, and we're staying in this beautiful holiday complex, and there was this one apartment unit where there was a lady who I was sure had very, very serious cancer. I could just tell from, you could see all the medications when you walked past, and she obviously had lost a lot of hair, and she looked very frail and all that sort of stuff. And I remember one day on this holiday, my kids had been going crazy and I was strung out, and we'd come back from the beach, and I reckon I must have been looking a little bit harassed, a little bit, that dad face you get when you're kind of in your 40s and your kids are giving you a good workout. And so I come back through this apartment complex, and this lady, the lady that had cancer, was there. And it looks like her husband was with her, and he held open the door for us to walk through. And as we walked through, the kids went off, and then I was coming through, and he smiled at me. And then this lady, she put out a hand and just touched my shoulder and kind of just sort of gently rubbed my shoulder and gave me this smile. And all this time later, it still resonates with me. It really struck me. It was kind of like, here's somebody who's obviously suffering a great deal, but they're making this effort to kind of connect with me and to give me some kind of reassurance or presence. And I was very affected by it. And I still am all these, weeks later. What's my point? I felt in hindsight that it was kind of like the touch of God. It was like this little moment where connection and beauty and presence took place, as if God was reaching out through this person, communicating to me. And I want to give you one more, and then I'm going to tell you what they mean for you. Recently, our youngest daughter started a new school, and she was going there to have a trial day or to visit the school and have a look around. So the principal and Karen and I and my daughter were there, and we were walking around, and they take us to the classroom where she was probably going to start. And the principal introduced her and said, okay, so who feels that they would like to help look after Stephanie when she starts? So all these good kids put their hands up, oh, I'll help. And they're lovely. They were just little junior kids. But then there's this one boy who obviously had quite severe autism, and he put up his hand, and in a big sort of voice, he said, I would like to help. He said, even a boy like me could help look after Stephanie. And Karen and I just melted. It was just this most poignant, beautiful, heart-wrenching moment for him to say, even a boy like me. And there was such a gentleness and a goodness in his face and in his voice. And we were just messed up. We were just like, oh my gosh, this kid is just beautiful. And his heart was just so full of love. What's my point? I pray every day. I read my Bible. I go to Mass most days. And God is present in all of that and speaking to me powerfully through those things. But he's also speaking through these very poignant moments that make up our day. And I just want to offer you this idea that as you go through your day as a Catholic teacher, bring more attention and more presence to these little moments. Because we sometimes think God's forgotten us. We sometimes think he's not listening or he's not watching or he's not present to us and that we're alone. But I think he may be trying to speak to us all the time, all the time. And we're just not seeing it. So I'm going to ask you, friends, to pray for the grace to start looking at these little moments in your classroom. Some of you already do this, and I'd love you to kind of message us and let us know and share some of these. Of course, the Facebook group, if you're not in that group, go to Facebook, Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just type that into Facebook and you'll find it. Share some of those stories. Let us know. What are those moments when you really feel the presence of God? So he's with you, friends. He's much more with you than you could possibly ask, hope, or imagine. He's there, but you just got to start really looking and praying for the grace to be open. All right, housekeeping. If you're in the United States of America, I'm going to be speaking at the NCEA convention in Baltimore in April. I'm doing the keynote. Please, if there's any way you can get to that amazing convention, go to ncea.org, come and check it out. And what else? Please, if you listen to this, if you like what you're hearing, do two things. One, subscribe to it, so you're getting them each day, and share them with people. All right, I'm going to pray for you quickly. Father, thank you for whoever's listening. I ask you just to bless them, encourage them, let them know how amazing it is what they're doing. All right, Father God, Holy Spirit, encourage them, inspire them, carry them through this day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. My name's Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.